Hey,
how are you,
it's Mary Beth and Keith Mills also.
Hey, I apologize to you and the listeners. I'm in my car, so and we can't, as you know, put the phone to our ear.
Yeah,
no,
that's
problem.
Okay. Hey, no apology needed. Thank you for calling, and we just wanted to hear your take on what Ray Rice and his wife had to say today. You were standing right there.
Well, you know, I think it was probably not as smooth as Ray would like to go, but, you know, I'll tell this backstory a little bit. On the 2 weeks after it happened, I went to the facility on a Saturday morning, and then I cut through the weight room to get to the racquetball court, and the room was dark, and then I hear some clanging of weights, and I look in the corner, and here's Ray Rice by himself. I said, Ray, what are you doing here? He said, well, I'm just so embarrassed to be in front of people, you know, since the incident, and so I try to come in the building when people aren't around, and I don't know how the women in the office think of me, and I'd like to say something. And I said, well, we'll see if we can do that. But his attorney up in Philadelphia attorney who handled his case from the casino incident kept telling you can't talk about it. You can't. And even now they're telling him, and his union, the Players Association, is saying you can't take questions from the media. But Ray came to me on Wednesday and said, I want to say something. I don't care what they say. You know, and I said, well, we don't have to open it for questions then. And then he wanted to give the message that I'm sorry, I failed miserably. Janae and I have been in counseling. He had notes. Keith, I just heard you talk about, you know, helping him prepare. Kind of we did, but it's less sophisticated than you think. He had notes that he had written down since this incident because he has seen, In many ways, rightfully so, his image just take a tumble because he made the mistake. They made a mistake. And he wanted to do it. He wanted to do it fast. We did not want to do it today because John Harbaugh and Ozzie Newsome wanted to be with him when he did it, and they're both out of town today. But we did it, and I think Ray feels good that he got it out of there. I think his wife, Janae, who had a chance to express her regrets and her love for Ray during our good, and he probably missed some things in his notes, but you know that he put himself in a situation by committing the crime, but that was a tough situation he was in today.
Hey Kev, will there ever be, maybe after the meeting with Roger Goodell or when the legal situation is completely absolved, that he will take questions about this or will address what actually happened?
Well, I think, you know, that everybody wants to know what happened in the elevator.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've always assumed from the Ravens' point of view that video is going to get out. We haven't seen the video. Ray has.
You haven't. You haven't seen it.
We have not. Ray and a police officer that we were able to contact, Ray Rice has described him, the police officer, and they both described it the same way. When that video comes out, if it does come out, and we think it will come out at some point, yeah, I think he will answer that, but I think it will come after the commissioner to decide what the discipline will be on Ray. But I want to say this. You know, not everything is orchestrated as much as people think. There's sometimes some pure of heart here. Ray has some things on his chest and in his heart that he wanted to get out there. When he crumbles in talking about his father-in-law, who stuck with him during that, that's very pure. And because it was a little awkward, I just want to say that it was hard to do what he did, and I think he did okay with it. And Keith, you spent time with Ray. People make mistakes, and they come back from it, and I think Ray will. But he has to come back from it. He can't have other incidents.
That's my question to you. Do you think at this point you can help him, or the Ravens will try and help him make the right appearances, make statements in a very coherent manner and say the right things that maybe people want to hear? Or is it not up to you or him to say the things that people want to hear?
Well, I think it's Mary Beth. I think it's more up to Ray. And I think Ray wants to do that, you know, but you know, he's got to overcome it, you know, and he said it today, I've got to come back and build that trust that I once had. And I understand why people don't trust it now. And only his behavior as he goes forward will do that. Knowing Ray as I do, I think he will do that. And I think he will get back to where, maybe not to where he once was, because this will always be a shadow over him. But I think because at his heart, he's a good person. He will overcome some of this, but he won't overcome all of it.
Kev, that's what I said earlier today. I said, hey, listen, I've been there, done that. I've been in his shoes in an odd sort of a way. And when he talks about regaining the trust of those around him, you included, that's a serious thing. And that's going to be something that I think he's going to work hard to overcome. And I think he will, to be bluntly honest.
I've had the advantage of talking with Ray since I saw him in the weight room 2 weeks after the incident. And I know he's sincere about it. I know how embarrassed he is. I've had the description of what happened in the elevator, and as he said today, we can't let this 30 seconds dictate who we are for the rest of our lives.
I just want to put you on the spot. I apologize, but you said
That's
you had
okay.
a description of what happened in the elevator. Did he hit her?
I don't want to talk about that because that's the big thing that the lawyers have said. He should not talk about what happened in the elevator, but there, I'll say this, Mary Beth, there was a confrontation, a physical confrontation between he and his wife.
All right. VP, Ravens VP, Kevin Byrne, we really appreciate
Thank you
calling. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.